The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. For decades, researchers have known that a bacterial disease in elk, bison, and cattle in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem cause periodic abortions in these animals and chronic illness in humans drinking infected cow's milk. The disease, called brucellosis, poses a financial concern for dairy producers and cattle ranchers, but its effects on wild elk populations have generally been considered minor. In recent years, however, elk pregnancy rates have become the subject of controversy. Various researchers claim that stress caused by fear of wolves and nutritional deficiencies caused by drought can explain the low pregnancy rates in specific elk herds. But until now, the effects of brucellosis on elk pregnancy have not been scrutinized. Researchers report that by midwinter, elk that test positive for brucellosis are less likely to be pregnant than healthy elk, independent from the abortions caused by that disease later in the year. Midwinter elk pregnancy rates are often seen as an indicator of an elk herd's health and viability. The results are not a cause for alarm, but a signal that this disease, which came to the area in infected cattle, has previously hidden consequences for the wild elk population.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.